Hi, everyone. I'm Karen Walrond, and this is the Beauty of Different podcast, where we explore the intersection between photography and music. I'm very excited about today's episode because it features the music of a really, really talented singer, Rwandan Kwizera Alfred, who is just really, really magical with his music. And the song that we're featuring this week is untitled, and it is in Kinyarwanda, which is the local language of Rwanda. So I don't even understand the words, but the song is so full of joy and joy-filled, and I was inspired to choose wildflowers as a result because I don't think anything conveys joy and joy-filled as much as flowers in bloom. And the other reason that I decided to go ahead and shoot wildflowers is because right now the bluebonnet is in bloom, which is the Texas state flower. And I kind of loved the thought that while flowers are blooming here in Texas, there's this young man on the other side of the planet trying to fulfill his dream of living his life as an artist. And so the juxtaposition between his voice and his words and the images of the local flowers sort of reminded me that we're all connected here on this little planet of ours. So before we go out into the field, I wanted to share a couple of things that I learned on the shoot that I'm hoping might help you when you take your cameras out. The first thing is that I learned is that you shouldn't be afraid of shooting in overcast skies. The day that I decided to shoot this, I was really hoping for sunny weather, but it was very overcast. And the truth is, overcast skies are the photographer's best friend because there aren't any really weird shadows or anything that you have to deal with when you're shooting in overcast weather. So don't let cloudy weather deter you. Just grab that camera and go out and shoot. As long as you know your settings and know what you're doing with your camera, your pictures are probably going to end up being more spectacular than you would have thought otherwise. And then the second thing was, I was shooting in a field of flowers. There were tons of flowers everywhere. And I think your initial inclination when faced with a field of flowers is to sort of stand back and take photographs of all the flowers as much as you can fit into the frame, which is great. And I think that those shots are awesome. But also don't forget taking photographs where you focus on one individual flower in the foreground and then the colors in the background in sort of a depth of field where everything is blurry just kind of give you a beautiful background of really the vastness of the flowers. So just when you're shooting fields of stuff, get close to a couple of one item that's in the field and kind of play with that depth of field. You'll get some really beautiful shots. So anyway, that's it. I'm going to send you into the field right now with me, and you'll hear how I shot. And then from there, we're going to go into Kwizera Alfred's really lovely music. I hope you enjoy. Hi, everyone. I'm right now sitting in the middle of a beautiful field of flowers. Today, I thought I would shoot these wildflowers, and I'm inspired by a piece of music by a young artist from Rwanda. His name is Kwizera Alfred. And the way I found out about him was a very good friend of mine, Stephanie Roberts, who is a photojournalist, met him on one of her trips to Rwanda and interviewed him. And he's just so amazingly talented. He's this young man who is hoping one day to make a living as a musician and as a singer. And his music is just so beautiful. And so that's my inspiration today. Now, the song that you're going to hear after we're done here, it's in Kinyarwanda, which is the local language in Rwanda. So unless you speak that, you're not going to understand the words, and I certainly don't understand the words. But the song is really just sounds like it's full of happiness and joy and hope and peace. I have no idea what it's saying, but that's how I feel when I listen to it. So I thought I would come out to this field of wildflowers because right now here in Texas, the bluebonnets are blooming and they're gorgeous and they just sort of carpet fields. And so I thought it would be a good idea to come out here because these fields of bluebonnets sort of feel like peace. And so I thought it would be really, really good. So it's a cool day today. It's about 60 degrees out today, and it's fully overcast. It's really, really overcast today, so which is good because The beauty of overcast days is there's no harsh shadows or anything like that. So I'm going to start today with my, I'm shooting with my 35mm 1.8 lens, but I'm actually not going to keep it wide open. I'm going to shoot at about 2.8 because I want to get some detail of the flowers that I shoot, but also kind of have that wonderful blue carpet show behind the photographs as well. Right now I've got my ISO at 200. I've got my shutter speed at 1/640th of a second. So I'm going to walk around here. Just a warning, I am deathly afraid of snakes. So if in this lovely, beautiful field there's some snakes hiding around, if I scream, you know why. Anyway, okay, so I'm looking for a couple of beautiful blossoms here that I can find, and I'm getting really, really low down. And what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to try to shoot one flower in focus, but make sure that the carpet of blue behind the flower is sort of visible as well. So let me take a look here. Let me get a good, I just found a Indian paintbrush, which is another Texas wildflower that blooms around the same time as the bluebonnet. So let's do that. See what we can get. Let's see what we've got here. Yeah. Beautifully exposed. I'm good with this. I don't know how, your conditions may vary. So, you know, play around with your camera. All of the settings that I give you are always just sort of something to start with, and you go from there. I'm really happy that there's not very many bees out here either. Usually there's lots of bees with these bluebonnets. In Texas, every young child has an obligatory photograph that their parents pull over on the side of the road and take pictures of the of them in bluebonnets, and a couple of bee stings usually follow. Let me take a look at some other ones. You know, it's funny, there's so many flowers around here. There's some that actually, with all of the beauty, it actually looks a lot alike everywhere, so we're gonna do a couple of different kinds of shots here. Okay, I'm sort of digging how this is working. For shots like this, also a wider lens would even be better. I don't have a wider lens, or I would have shot probably with a wider lens, but the 35 is doing pretty good. So with that, I'm going to send you into Alfred's song. Again, it's an untitled piece, and you're probably not going to understand the words unless you speak Kinyarwanda, but it's beautiful, and I hope you really enjoy it. Thanks.
Jamuru sendera kazi windu yemwiza wajira murugo bigacika wibaza yuko na ukubona mana yakure myenda boni kubona yewe kwindura umwere mama ijo dukora byose manira kubona ikukurikira buri munsi kakubona ukikuba bari rugendera mu mbabazi Ubumva buri munsi urananiranye Wigeze ikinani yewe Wananiranje ni wananira imana Wananira umushumba ni wananira imana Wananira abantu ni wananira imana Cyubahe cyubahe imana Niyo yakuremye irakuzi Ubahe ubahe imana Yewe ubahe imana I'm not kwibuka uhure kibibi wibesha abantu ibuka urusengero rw'Imana va mu kibi ureke icyaha n'igisa nkacyo ibesha umuntu ubesha Imana kuko yabikubona
since learned that Alfred has released his very first album in Rwanda, and it's called Humura Nshuti. And also, he has a music video playing on Rwandan television, so it looks like he's beginning to live the dream. Congrats, Alfred. To learn more about Alfred, please visit my site at chukulunks.com, where I have a link to Stephanie Roberts' interview with him, in addition to all of the photos resulting from this shoot. He's really, really a pretty spectacular person, so I strongly encourage you to click on that link. Also, if these music has inspired you to shoot and the photographs inspire you to shoot, please take your camera out this weekend. And when you upload your photographs, please leave a link to your photographs in the comment section at chukulunks.com. And finally, if you're interested in sponsoring future episodes of the Beauty of Different podcast, you can just email me directly at karen@chukulunks.com. That's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at chukulunks, chukulunks.com, and I'll get back to you with all the information that you need. And with that, that's the end of this week's episode. Happy Friday, everyone. Have a great weekend. See you next time.